Monday Night Brewing is one of Atlanta's most well-known craft breweries. And joining me now to talk about the history of the organization and about what it's like to be a brewer in Georgia is Joel Iverson. He is a co-founder of Monday Night Brewing, and he is chief operating officer. Thank you for joining me. So I think most people think that being in the brew business is like really glamorous, right? So I'm just going to start right off and say, what is the hardest part about running a brewery?
So I think we started out thinking, you know, the hardest part is going to be just building a business and doing all those things. And then as we got into this 6 years ago, we realized actually the hardest part was these crazy Georgia laws that we were having to deal with. And we actually couldn't even sell a beer to someone walking into our brewery. We could only sell them kind of a pint glass and give them a tour and kind of give them some samples. And that that was something that was just way harder than we ever imagined.
I think most people in Georgia wouldn't even know what you're talking about, right? I mean, 2011 was the big Sunday sales law. I mean, I think everybody remembers that because it was the moment when most counties in Georgia voted to allow Sunday sales. And yet, it's actually opened a watershed of many, many subsequent bills that have been tiny incremental changes in the way that beer is distributed and the way that, and therefore the way that we drink beer. So talk about that process just in the last, 7 years since 2011?
Yeah, really. The first change was about 3 years ago when you could actually walk into a brewery and take a six-pack of beer home. And that was a huge step, trying to convince lawmakers that if you could take a six-pack home from a brewery, the whole world would collapse. And so we got that change done about 3 years ago. It took kind of all the craft breweries rallying. People all across the state kind of came together and rallied, and we got that change done. And then in September, for the first time, we changed the law where you could actually buy a beer when you come to the brewery. Just buy a pint and come in. And, you know, one of the great things here is, you know, people can walk in and they can buy a mini beer, they can buy a pint, they can buy a half pint, they can buy a tasting. Before, we could only sell people a quote-unquote tour and kind of sell them a pint glass, and it was this crazy cockamamie system. We were the last state out of 50 states to allow a brewery to sell beer, so that's kind of crazy.
Wow, I didn't actually know that, and I've done a lot of research on this topic, so thank you for enlightening me and our listening audience. So cockamamie is a word that you just used to describe Georgia's beer laws. Why has it been like this?
So alcohol is what's considered sort of a regulated industry. You know, there's a lot of government involvement, whether from a tax perspective or how it flows through the whole system. And leading up to Prohibition was a reaction to sort of this unregulated industry and saloons and chaos. And so coming out of Prohibition, there were a bunch of really interesting laws that went in place, and some of them were meant to sort of protect against the mayhem of pre-Prohibition, but some of them were meant to protect states from big national brewers who could do things like run saloons in their local communities and not have any responsibility. And really, the change has been to go back to allowing reasonable laws so that a brewery can be in a community, they can sell beer to people in the community, and they can do it responsibly and do it in a way that's beneficial to everybody.
So speaking of community, how many people are here tonight?
So we're probably at about 600 or 700 people here so far. So people are here for, let's give it up for Georgia Public Broadcasting and NPR.
All right. I'm assuming they're here for us.
And they're here for you, Ricky. They are here for you.
You're just offering it.
Y'all are missing. People come up. They want to snap pictures. She's kind of a rock star.
Well, we've been inviting people to follow the show. If you can't make it down here, you can go on social media at Ricky Bevington and GPB News on Facebook and Twitter and see our pictures. And, of course, gpb.org/alcohol. So how many beers does Monday Night Brewing produce?
So in an individual year, we'll make about, probably last year made about 5 or 6 million beers.
Like individual beers.
Individual beers.
Where do they go? Do they go all over the world?
Or? No, just Georgia and then parts of Alabama is all we sell in right now. And we're really kind of, we're not trying to be a big national brand. We're very dedicated to kind of the city and to Georgia. We're the, I think, first brewery to in Georgia to build a second location, and our two locations are only 5 miles from each other. And it's really because we're kind of doubling down on Atlanta and on the opportunity here and really on kind of our mission of what we're trying to do as a business.
So if you can sell 5 to 6 million beers a year just in Georgia and maybe in the immediate vicinity, what does that say about Georgia beer consumers?
We're getting there. So, now I think that Georgia's got a long way to go. If you think about the stat that I like to use is that Colorado and Oregon have the same legal drinking age population, people that are 21 plus. Those two states combined have the same legal drinking age population as the entire state of Georgia. So those states have about 800 breweries. We have about 60 right now in the state. So we've got a lot of room for small local community craft breweries to pop up across the state and kind of be a hub and a good neighbor.
So why aren't you trying to be a big national brewery? You just want to stay local right here on the West Side.
We do. We, you know, I think it kind of comes back to our purpose of deepening human relationships, making really good beer, and to some extent, staying small and staying here and focused on the city allows us to do that better. It's more about making the beer and having people in. Big brewers become more about advertising and kind of messaging and all that stuff. And we just like doing what we're doing.